Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, the ticket covers the Super Bowl like no other station has the guts to cover the Super Bowl.
True.
And all of our dudes here at the ticket have Twitter accounts, and we've been pretty good about posting photos on our Twitter accounts, and I've compiled all those photos on GordonKeith.com, which you can go to this morning and check out all the pictures. There's some good pictures on there. Donnie, it's interesting to see what each guy focuses on. Like Dan McDowell's photos were all focused on Mike being in the picture and Mike Reiner photobombing every scene that Dan was taking a picture of. And then you, I think, do the best as a photojournalist because you're covering it for the NFL, I suppose.
Yeah, I have exclusive rights through the NFL. It's a partnership, and I'm able to live tweet all of our activities this week, and they're all NFL sanctioned, all my tweets.
And, Giorgio, one of the things that Craig was a photojournalist on was the back of your head on the airplane coming out here.
Yeah,
so you can see that. I thought that was kind of an odd reference point for the NFL fan who was just following your feed because you're the pool reporter for the NFL.
And when I tweeted that picture, I got a lot of P1s who were messaging me telling me to get out of the line of fire, whatever that meant.
Huh.
Being behind George, that I was in a danger zone.
Yeah. There. I don't know.
I just love it.
And then Donnie, his whole goal at this Super Bowl is to get his picture made with a bunch of different women and famous people.
Yeah. He's doing a good job of it.
Yeah, he is. Who's that little one that he got a picture with that had the big old jugs?
I don't know.
Dressed in red. Anyway, you can see all those pictures on GordonKeith.com. And the one girl that drew every man's attention at that dang media day yesterday, what's her name?
Marisol Gonzalez.
Good Lord, is she hot. How does God allow such a hot woman on the earth?
Every guy in that stadium had their eyes fixed on her for 1 hour.
She's the lady, when you look at the slideshow, she's the lady in red. And I probably need to go back and put her name up under that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, maybe on GordonKeith.com I'll put a link to all of her Google images. Because that's where the fun really begins.
Yeah.
A man can have a lot of fun with his hand.
You like that?
Oh, my Lord. She's hot. God, she's impossibly hot.
She was in the Miss Universe contest a few years ago. Let's see. I want to say she was Miss Panama? She may be Panamanian?
Mm-mm-mm. Oh.
Yes. No. Sorry. It was held in Panama City. She's from Mexico. She is full-blown Mexican.
Don't. That's offensive.
Why? That's her country.
Yeah, she's a Mexican.
Oh, George, stop it.
People who are from Mexico, that's what they're called.
No,
I'm an American,
aren't.
They're Mexicans.
They're called Hispanic Americans.
She was engaged to 21-year-old Canelo Saul Alvarez, an undefeated Mexican boxing prospect in the welterweight division.
Was engaged.
Yeah, was.
Huh. Wow. Anyway, we'll post more photos of her as they become available. But media day is always fun, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Always have a good time out
here.
It didn't seem as crazy this time as it usually is, and I think part of that was because they didn't sardine us in to the sideline area. They allowed us a little bit out onto the field. It's like, you know, Eli. Eli and those guys were set up, you know, between the sidelines and the hash mark. So
it's about time they do that.
Yeah, so we had some breathing room. Good God. But one of the guys that we always stalk every time we're here, I think it's only been for the past few years, but his name is Alan Roach. Giorgio, I think you and I ran into him the first time a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this big old bullfrog voice. He's like 6'6", and he's real skinny. And he's the PA announcer. He's George's nemesis.
He's not my nemesis.
Yes, he is. For the Super Bowl, he does the in-house PA. So we always talk to him because we're fascinated by his voice. And that always just throws me when a guy has ridiculous pipes that his whole chest cavity reverberates.
Yeah.
And it sounds like God down a well talking.
You're listening to the Musers on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And that's him from previous year.
Yeah.
So we tracked him down again, and I interviewed him. Unfortunately, I didn't remember his last name of Roach, and I had a now that I listen back to it, a couple of offensive guesses as to what his last name truly was. So here is our yearly exclusive interview with the voice of the Super Bowl, Alan Roach.
Hey, you got a moment?
Yeah.
This is for
okay, hold on a second. We're going to try to get this audio worked out. Killer, you think we can do it?
Hey, you got a moment?
Yeah.
This is for Dallas Radio. We talk to you, I think, every year at the Super Bowl. We always talk to you because you're the deep voice of the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, sir.
Alan.
Alan Roach.
Alan Roach. That's exactly right. Now, are you approaching this game any differently, or all you have to do is show up with your voice?
No, I just show up and read what's on a card. I'm like a monkey.
Right. Now, you just do it inside the stadium, right? You ever thought about moving into the broadcast booth, too, and do it like they do in the movies where they're on the PA and on the radio at the same time?
Yeah, well, that would mean I'd actually have to have talent, but that goes back to the put words on a card and I'm a monkey.
Do you feel like a monkey, Alan?
Sometimes. Hate bananas, but otherwise, if the shoe fits.
Now, how has your, when you were growing up as a young Alan, when you were 21, let's say, did you want to do something other than this, or is this what you wanted to do? Did you always want to be involved in?
Yeah, no, I've kind of always done this. I mean, I actually started in sports stuff on the radio probably, it was like a year or two after high school. I've always done this, and I've been announcing professional sports one way or another really since, 1987?
Were you the voice guy on your PA in high school?
No, I didn't do any of that stuff in high school. I started in radio in high school, but I was, just a high school kid working at a radio station. I didn't get on the air. My first jobs on the air, though, were kind of surrounding sports, doing sports updates and things like that.
Were you a late bloomer, like your balls didn't drop till you were 30?
No. That happened. I don't remember when it happened, but it happened in the early teenage years.
Mm-hmm. Because now it sounds like you're constantly tripping over your own balls. They're so low.
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Oddly enough, was intended as a compliment. I normally don't say that to guys. But anyway, so could you do us a favor and do us like a radio liner? Say, I'm Alan, and I forget your last name. Ball Cummings. Cumming? Alan somebody.
Roach?
Roach.
What?
He just told me and I forgot it. Related to the great Hal Roach, the director?
No.
Is Roach a real name or is that a broadcast name?
It's real as far as you know until you can prove different.
Fair enough. All right, say, you're listening to the Musers on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Musers?
The Musers. It's a very strong name,
Sports
isn't it?
Sports Radio 1310
The Ticket.
The Ticket. You're going to pay me for this?
No, I'll just take back the balls comment.
Dang. You're listening to the Musers on 1310 Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Very good. Now, what's the deepest you can go?
You're listening to the Musers on 1310 Sports Radio, The Ticket.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate
That's
it,
great. Okay. Did you pitch him down?
Let's not reveal any magic.
That was great.
Man, can I hear that last part again?
What, the Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
You're
and your laugh.
The Musers on 1310 Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Very good. Now, what's the deepest you can go?
You're listening to the Musers on 1310 Sports Radio, The Ticket.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That guy's great. Great.
Is he?
Phenomenal.
Is he great?
His voice.
And he rolls with all your stupid questions. He's a nice guy.
That it's so deep.
I know.
Well, that would have been in high school.
So bottom out. Oh, Jesus.
All right, Gordo, thank you.
That's your bottom
stuff.
Out.